It's about a policeman and two friends who grew up together, and they were in their early 20s. The guy, both of them grew up in New York City, so this guy, they were standing at a restaurant, and they were standing at the restaurant, and then by the time they were talking, it's like they were talking about their life and telling their story about their lives when they were young at the age of 20 and things like that. So that this policeman was coming along, twiddling his button, doing things like that, and nightstick, what do you call it? And then at a restaurant by the name of Big Joe, something like that, and it seemed as if they decided to talk and go into their own direction to different parts of the world, the country. So one went west and the other one. So it so happened that during that period of time, they get older, they grow older, and couldn't recognize each other. So, they were trying to figure out who they were. Jimmy is one of the guy, and Jimmy was there. This guy was talking to Jimmy, trying to find, oh, Jimmy, is that you? And Jimmy couldn't the guy said, yes, this Jimmy. And then we realized after 20 years, we really couldn't, our features couldn't really change that much, that I could not recognize you have changed your nose points and things like that. And what happened? But the whole gist of it was that this cops was trying to lock him up, but the cops was his friend, so he just really couldn't lock him up. So he went around the corner, found another policeman, bring him back, and give him a piece of paper. Like, he read his paper, the paper tells him, well, Jimmy, couldn't really lock you up because, so the other policeman. Really.
Read everything?
That's about.
Okay.
Okay, this is about my brother, Winston, and myself, and Joy, which is your mom. Go away with that.
Good.
Yeah. And, we, and a friend named Cherry, which is a little time when we were about to get engaged, something like that. But Joy didn't know that we, we're going to get engaged and all that stuff. So it was Christmas Eve night, New Year's Eve night that we were together, and Winston just came back from England, and we decided that we're going to this New Year's Eve party, and went up. Joy didn't know, picked up Joy, Winston and I picked up Joy, and went up to Red Hills Road. After taking up there, went up to Cherry's home. Cherry, she was the one who was keeping the party. We were there. So happened that Winston brought a nice watch for me, for that time when he came back from England. So we were at a party, and the party was one of the digital watch, first time coming in. And it so happened that we were in the party, and we were about to announce that Joy and I was going to get engaged.
Yeah.
Right? So
then what happened?
We're there dancing and things like that. So I told Winston and Cherry that this was going to happen. And at this time, we're going to get married. After a year, we're going to get married and all that stuff. But she still didn't know that we were going to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Then there goes this watch. Starts to go off in this dark place. The battery run out and start to malfunction. And the entire watch and everything. So right away, we're about to tell the story that we were going to get engaged. Then, this went off, this watch went off, so it kind of get crazy because it was one of those watches that just come in to Jamaica at the time, and not many people have these digital watch that have these batteries and things like that, so it just start malfunctioning. Eventually, we get through to that, and then told you, and she go crazy inside, and wow. Yeah, so, you know, that was basically one of those little stories that I can tell you.
Okay, good. And then what happened after?
We got married.
Okay.
A year after that.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
A little went to the grocery store shop to get grocery for her house. Eventually, while she was out shopping, her purse fell out of her pocketbook. And by the time she got up all her grocery to go to the counter to get cashed out, she realized she didn't have her wallet to pay for the grocery. So she left the grocery, put back the grocery, and went home. Mm-hmm. Went home a few minutes after she heard her doorbell ring. The little girl brought back her rang bell and told her that she found her purse. Mm-hmm. And she told her she was relieved of the purse. So she thanks and that's it.
Say these numbers. 582.
582.
694.
694.
6439.
6439.
7286.
7286.
42731.
42731.
75836.
75836.
619473.
69. Say that again.
Say what you remember.
691743.
Okay. 392487.
392487.
5917428.
5947 28.
4179386.
4971386.
5819-2647.
5819. 6. No, I don't get it.
Okay. 3829-5174.
3829-5174.
27586-2584.
27628-5624.
7139-4258.
7139-5628.
Okay. And now I'm going to say some numbers and I want you to say them after me. Except I want you to say them backwards. For example, 2-4 would be, now say
four.
These after me backwards.
4-2.
Okay. 5-8. 8-5. 6-2-9.
2-9-6.
4-1-5.
5-1-4.
3-2-7-9.
9-9-7-2-3.
4968 8 6 9 4 1 5 2 8 6 6 8 2 5 1 6 1 8 4 3 3 4.
Eight. 7, 9, 1, 4, 3, 5.
7, 2, 4, 8, 5, 6.
6, 5, 8, 4, 3, 7.
8, 1, 2, 9, 3, 6, 5.
5, 3, 9, 8, 3, 1.
4, 7, 3, 9, 1, 2, 8.
8, 2, 1, 9, 3, 7, 4.
9, 4, 3, 7, 6, 2, 5, 8.
8, 5, 8, 3, 6, 2, 8, 6, no. Oh, that one missed me completely.
Okay. 7, 2, 8, 1, 9, 6, 5, 3.
7, 2, 8. 7, 2, 8. 7, 2, 8. 7, 2, 8.
Think so.
All right. Damn, that is
it's hard, isn't
it? It's hard, yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, rice. Bananas. Potatoes. Broccoli. expensive. Rabbits, goats, sheep. Giraffe, zebra, bears, what's got children? Bears, a dog, radish, cats.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. All right. The next category is kitchen items.
Ready? Okay. Plates, knives, spoon, forks, pots, glasses, stove. Spatula, kitchen items, that's one. I think I said all that is instead of kitchen items, man. The grill, yeah, that's it, it's already. Fridge. Frying pans, right? We have goblets. We have kitchen items. There is a dishwasher, right? Block, meat grinder, block, you have osterizer, you have blenders, you have baking pans, you have pepper grill, pepper grinder.
Okay.
Why you smile?
I'm not smiling. So you can begin.
Okay, green, right across this way, right? Green, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, green, red, green, blue, yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. Now, this time, I want you to name the colors of the dots as quickly as you can, beginning at the top left and go across the row from left to right. Now, this is just our sample.
Mm-hmm. That's gray, blue, black, red.
Okay.
All right, is red or orange that?
That's red.
Okay.
Okay. All right, are you ready?
Gray, blue, black. Mm-hmm.
And begin.
Green, blue, yellow, red, yellow, red, green, blue, green, yellow, red, blue, yellow, red, green, red, green, blue, red. Yellow, green, blue, red.
Okay. All right. And part three. This time, name the colors in which the words are printed as quickly as you can. Don't read the word. Tell me the color
okay.
in which the word is printed. Begin at the top left and go across the rows from left to right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is our sample. So it'd be
green, orange.
Green.
Green, black. Gray and blue.
Okay. You get the idea.
That is going to kill you.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. And begin.
Blue, red, green, yellow, green, yellow, green, blue, red, blue, yellow, blue, yellow, red, green, blue, blue, red, yellow, green, blue. Red, green, I mean red, blue, yellow, and red.
Okay, you can go ahead and tell me that short story.
A lady went into the store to purchase some grocery. While going to the store, her pocketbook fell out on the ground. She gathered all her groceries to go to the counter to pay for them when she realized she did not have her purse with her. She put back the grocery, went on home. A few minutes later, the doorbell rang. A little girl, someone came to the door and told her that they found her purse. She was thankful, she thanked the person then.
Okay.